Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Keith Christine and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Nextech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
And welcome into our Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Dusty Donis with you as we were unable to reach Keith Christine, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays, for an interview this week. The Lady Jays played two games since we last talked, going 1-1 in those games. At Hill City on Friday, they lost 59-40. Gabby Smith led the way with 10 points as the Lady Jays lost that one to Hill City. They're the number 4 ranked team in Class 2A this week, according to the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. St. John's Tipton ended up moving down to number 9 and then hosted Osborne on Tuesday. Right now playing without Brenna Eiler, who suffered an injury in the first game back last Tuesday against Southern Cloud. She had 14 points in that game, but went down with a hip and knee injury late in the first half. Didn't play against Hill City, did not play against Osborne, but in the end they didn't need her. They win 73-20, the Lady Jays do, over the Lady Bulldogs for their second win over Osborne this season. They had beaten them back on December 12th, 51-29. More dominant win this time against 73-20, the final score. Elizabeth Walters scored 16, Chloe Miller had 15 points and 10 rebounds, and Ivy Miller scored 10 as St. John's Tipton won 73-20 over Osborne. Lady Jays will have Friday off as they will not have to play in play-in games in the Northern Plains League Tournament. They're the number 1 seed for the NPL Tournament, which will start for them next week. They will take on the winner of the Sylvan Lucas Natoma game coming up on Monday at 3 o'clock at Lincoln High School. So the Lady Jays, no game for them on Friday. We'll hope to catch Keith Christine next week on our Locker Room Chats. Stay tuned. When we come back, we'll be joined by Lance Bergman, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Boys on KD Country 94.
Stop in Brown's Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all the new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the award-winning Hopper, a whole-home DVR system that allows you to record up to 8 shows at once and a 2-terabyte hard drive, and also features Sling, which gives you the option to watch TV on any device, anywhere, plus many more features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
Simple facts. No one wants to be hot all summer or cold all winter. You are going to spend money on utilities. Don't lose control of those expenses. Get control. You can control those expenses even when you are not there. You can control them from anywhere. With a Bryant system customized to fit your needs, now you control the most potential for money savings in your home. What other products do you use in your home every day that can save enough of your hard-earned money to pay for itself and keep putting money in your pocket? Let Willow Spring Services help put money back in your home with the right Bryant for you. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free. A Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're now with Lance Bergman, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Boys basketball team. A couple of hard-fought wins, coach, since we talked last. You went out at Hill City on Friday, 55-50. Despite trailing by 14 in the first half, you were able to come back and win that one by 5. At that time, a career-high 30 for Davis Dubert, and then he bounces back with another 35, a new career-high against Osborne in a 51-42 win on Tuesday night, where Osborne gave you everything you wanted and more there at home, and you're able to pull out the victory. Now 8-0, getting sent for the Northern Plains League Tournament. What are your thoughts on these last couple games for your team?
Well, you know, Friday I thought we kind of was a little amped up, a little deer in the headlights look for the first quarter and a half, and you know it really showed our shots. You know, we're taking shots and we're hitting them off the back iron. A lot of them was hitting the backboard, just not typical of a lot of our kids. And we called a timeout and I told them, I said, you know, we're starting over 0-0. Forget what the score is now. We want to get better and we want to do some things. I said shots aren't falling right now, and you know the players stepped up and said, guys, we're getting good shots. We're just not going in. We're okay, you know. And I told him, I was like, we'll be fine. Just play your game. See, we want to win from this point on. Don't even pay any attention to the score right now. Let's win from this point on. And we came out of the timeout. We got a steal immediately. Technical foul against Hill City for something being on the floor. Gave us two free points. And kind of, that's what really sparked Davis, I think. He got those two technical free throws, and then he just kind of started shooting well from there. He had two fouls early, which made it really tough for us to play aggressive with him, and kind of took him out of the game for most of it. And then the second quarter, he started playing a lot better. Came out of halftime. You know, we got it back within seven going into halftime. We came out of halftime and played pretty even with Hill City throughout most of the third quarter. And then in the very last few seconds, we made a great defensive stop. Ryan Gingler made a nice rebound, and, you know, he went to shoot it from just about the other Hill City's free throw line. He shot it, and fortunately for us, the Kyle's kid comes in to block the shot and just, I mean, fouled him good and hard. And, you know, it was one of those, as a coach, you don't want him to make that call if you're the other way, but you have to make that call, even though, you know, there's no reason to foul a kid that far away. And we got three shots out of it. Ryan steps up, makes the first one. The crowd really gets excited, and he gets the second one to roll in, and, you know, you can just hear the volume of the crowd getting better and better. And then on the third one, he swished it. You know, we really took advantage of that, and in the fourth quarter, it just belonged to us. And we played outstanding, not only offensively, but defensively. And Davis did a great job. And I knew it was going to be a little scary after that one going into the Osborne game. Osborne's a very tough team with some talent. And I could tell Monday night at practice that we were a little flat, didn't look, you know, just didn't look like our chipper selves, and didn't seem like we were really ready to go. And came out and looked like it was going to be a good night. Davis scored, I think, seven of the first ten. We were up 10-0, and the next thing you know, we're right back into another dog fight again on Tuesday. And Osmond did a great job of, you know, kind of controlling us, getting us, I don't know, we didn't play real well. Davis didn't touch the ball probably for six possessions in a row, and I kind of got upset. You know, then he got the ball scored, and I remember telling the boys in timeout that, let's not worry about being selfish. Davis is, they're having a hard time stopping Davis. We need to get Davis the ball. And told him that he might have to score 40 tonight, and evidently I wasn't very far off because he hit 35, and real impressed with his offensive scoring. But as a team, we did not take care of the ball well, kicked the ball around the floor. Defensively, we were a step slow, and like I said the other night after the game, you know, you got to give Osborne a ton of credit for it. We can't just say that it all had to do with the way we played. You have to give the other team credit for the way they played and came out and was ready to go and played hard. So I'm hoping we really learn something out off of this. This could be real beneficial later in the season or even next week, to be honest with you, with three games. You know, you can have an emotional high and try to stay there. You see it a lot in the college ranks. You know, you come off of a very emotional win and then kind of lose the next game just, you know, trying not being up for it. So hopefully we learn something for it. And then we got a big week next week. You know, we'll start on Monday, and then, you know, we got Monday, Tuesday, Friday, and in our league tournament, and we'll see some tough games there. So we just got to be ready and have a good week of practice leading into it.
Lance Bergman, head coach of the St. John Stepien Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chat. So we thank you for the time, Coach, and good luck at the NPL tournament next week.
Thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John Stepien Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Next Tech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Next Tech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Next Tech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
We're Willow Springs Services in Beloit. We do a lot of routine and seasonal maintenance work in our six-county area. We also do our share of new construction projects.
But what about in an emergency? When you need an electrician or a plumber, who do you call?
Willow Springs customers know the answer. When you can't wait, we'll be there for you.
For your plumbing, cooling, heating, and electrical needs, Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
Find out what we can do for you. Whenever you need it done, give us a call today, 738-2474. We'll be right there to help.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all the new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the award-winning Hopper, a whole-home DVR system that allows you to record up to 8 shows at once and a 2-terabyte hard drive, and also features Sling, which gives you the option to watch TV on any device, anywhere, plus many more features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Nextech.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 with Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. A tough loss to Pike Valley on the road on Friday, 55-51, but a nice bounce-back win handing Thunder Ridge their second loss of the season. You beat them both times. You played them 52-39 on Tuesday. Over these last two games, what are some of the things that have stood out for your team in a 1-1 record?
Well, you know, with the Pike Valley game, we come out flat the first half, and they shot lights out, and you know, for our girls being down 17 points and be able to come back in the second half and fight all the way back, actually took the lead for a little bit, and you know, and then we end up had a couple turnovers that cost us, and you know, we lost by four, and you know, and that, to me, that's impressive that our girls can fight back like that, not give up. You know, that's something that I've struggled with them and, you know, with several teams in the past, and I'm glad to see that they don't give up. And, you know, I mean, that to me means more than you know, I mean, yeah, losing the game was bad, but it means a lot to me that the girls don't quit.
Again, with the 1-1 mark, you pick up the win over Thunder Ridge, and a nice win there as you get ready for the NPL tournament, I should say, with Osborne coming up on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, I told the girls all week, you know, that, you know, we know how they're going to play. We've played them probably five times now or six in the last 2 years. And it, you know, and we know who their shooters are and they know who we are. And we just, I told the girls to come out and take care of business, you know, shut down the shooters and play good defense and make our free throws and the rest to pay off in the end. And it did for us, and we come away with a good win, and hopefully it will carry this momentum through the tournament and maybe get to the championship round.
Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights here in a Locker Room Chat. Coach, well, thank you for the time, and good luck in the tournament this week.
Yeah, thanks, Dusty.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs. Checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free. A Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're now with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. You had Pike Valley on Friday night. You went out to their place. Fell by 439-34 in a hard-fought contest. They outscored you 12-5 in the fourth to win that one, as you actually had a lead going into the fourth quarter. And then kind of a different story. Thunder Ridge kind of led the way throughout three quarters on Tuesday night, and you came back and won that one in the fourth quarter, winning 52-40. What are your thoughts on these last two games for your team and how your team's progressing now?
Yeah, you know, when we went to Pike Valley last Friday, you know, we probably played the best first half we've ever played so far this year. And like you said, you know, we kind of controlled that game all the way up until the fourth quarter and kind of almost, you know, into the second half of that last quarter. And they started making some shots. Their big guys started knocking down shots inside. You know, we did defensively what we planned on doing, like controlling their outside shooters because, you know, they got guys that put the ball in the hole. And, their big guys just kind of started hurting us. And the first half, we gave up three offensive rebounds total. And then in the fourth quarter, I think we gave up 6-7. And, you know, we were 3 from 13 from the free throw line, and that's kind of what did us in. But, you know, all around, I thought we had a good game against Pike Valley. It was kind of like one of those games you feel like you let it get away. But, you know, we played, you know, it was a progression from where we had been. And that kind of carried over into a Tuesday against Thunder Ridge. You know, they kind of came out and punched us in the teeth a little bit in that first half. And we went to the locker room and kind of regrouped. And our boys really progressed and showed some perseverance and able to not get down, you know, when, you know, we were down by 8 a couple times in the game and we fought back. And we stuck with our offense, what we were trying to do. And you know, we rebounded well. And fourth quarter, we put up 25 points, which is the best we've put up in a fourth quarter, you know, thus far this year. That's kind of what helped us, you know, finish that game off and get us a win.
You move on with the Northern Plains League Tournament. Now you have a play-in game coming up on Friday. Looks like you'll get the Osborne Bulldogs for the second time this season as Osborne beat you in the first game 59-38, and Cullen Graybass scored 35 in that game. I know it was a tight game throughout, and then they made a run in the fourth quarter to extend and win it by 21. What do you have to do differently this time against Osborne?
You know, we've got a rebound. I think they had into the teens of offensive rebounds and putbacks that, you know, they were getting second-chance points. And, you know, we've rebounded a lot better since we played Osborne in that preseason tournament. We just got to be able to, you know, rebound. Don't let them have second-chance points. They got some good perimeter players. We've got to get out, make sure they're not, you know, hurting us with three-pointers. And we've just got to rotate on defense and keep it from driving into the lane. And as far as offensively, we just got to keep doing what we're doing. You know, what we have works as long as the boys will be patient and run it through. And we just got to be able to knock down shots when we're open and be aggressive on the inside. And if we do that, I think we've got a good shot to get the win against Osborne on Friday.
Drew Dusky, head coach of the Lakeside Knights boys basketball team here at our Locker Room Chats. Thanks for the time, Coach, and best of luck Friday against Osborne.
Thanks, Coach.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brushar Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
This message brought to you by Brushart Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brushart Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday locker room chats with Rock Hills head coaches Lauren Charles and Matt Hesting. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Kears Thriftway in Mankato, and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
And welcome back on our locker room chats on KD Country 94 with Lauren Charles, the head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. A couple games since we talked last, Coach, as you played Chase there on Friday and fall 36-28, and then on the road on Monday at Red Cloud, Nebraska. I know that you had junior high on Monday, too, so you weren't able to make that trip. Kind of happens when you're coaching two different teams. But looking back at Chase on Friday, I know it was a game that you thought that your team was going to be able to compete. You did that, but fell at home by 8 points there. What were your overall thoughts of that game Friday night?
Overall, I think it was just kind of still trying to find the groove, being out players and having everybody foul out, trying to figure out what we were going to do. And I think everybody has an off night, and we couldn't seem to make a single shot. We were about a 10% shooting team that night, maybe less.
So as you move forward now, a couple losses again, Chase and then Red Cloud on Monday. Like we said, you lost to Red Cloud 51-25 at their place. Kind of looking at this team, you'll get ready for the Northern Plains League tournament now and have a play-in game coming up on Friday. I guess, what are your hopes for this team right now as you get ready for that tournament, and what are some of the things that you're focusing on this week getting ready for MPL?
I'm just hoping that they continue to compete because it's hard game after game, and just continue to compete and at least give a game.
That's Lauren Charles, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here on a Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. And certainly thank you again for taking the time to be with us this week, Coach, and good luck as you get ready for the tournament next week.
Thank you very much.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, we love being your pharmacy. As a Good Neighbor Pharmacy in Jewell County, we work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy from us at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where we appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let us take care of you in beautiful downtown Mankato.
Don't miss all the great savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. They have Pilgrim's Fresh family packs of chicken drumsticks or thighs for just 99 cents a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. There's great deals now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. They have the meat department, selected varieties of farmland bacon, 12 to 16 ounce, just $2.99. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're now joined by Matt Hesting, the head coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Coach, since we talked last, a couple games, you had Chase on Friday, and you won that one 57-52 in a tight one at home, and then went out to Red Cloud, Nebraska on Monday, winning 43-27. What are some of the things that stand out from your team over the last couple contests?
Well, those two games were kind of opposite ends of the spectrum. I thought we played pretty decent against Chase. I thought we had good energy, and they've got some nice ball players and a couple kids that know where the basket's at, and I thought for the most part we defended them pretty well, and our offense seemed a lot more fluid, and it kind of clicked, and we was able to score a few points, and at times, you know, look like I thought we should look offensively. And then we go up there to Red Cloud on Monday, and we don't do much right there. We just weren't very good at all, and you know, sometimes us coaches look for reasons, or maybe you call them excuses or whatever. You know, it was on a Monday, and it is in Nebraska, and we had no JV girl, and everything was kind of out of character and out of sync. And I don't know. I'd like to think that would be a reason, but mainly it's just an excuse. I just thought we played very, very poor up there, and not taking anything away from Red Cloud, you know, but they've struggled a lot this year. I think they might have a win, and maybe not, but. You know, short on depth and everything, and we just let them stick around. We just let them stick around for three quarters. We were only three up after three quarters, and then we finally made up our mind to do a few things that need to be done game in and game out, just things like checking people off and rebounding and, you know, and putting the ball where it needs to be put, to where it's a little harder to guard and get to the foul line, and then we was able to close that out with a 16-point win. But like I said, we weren't very good for three quarters. So hopefully we learned a lesson from that and can have a few good practices here and then get ready for this tournament.
Again, you get ready for the tournament. Northern Plains League tournament bracket came out earlier on Wednesday. You'll have Southern Cloud in your first game at Lincoln High School coming up on Friday. When you look at the Warriors, just one win this year, but they do have some talent on their roster. What are your thoughts about Southern Cloud coming up on Friday night?
You know, they're playing people, Dusty, pretty decent ball games and everything. You know, a 10-point loss to Pike Valley at Cortland last night is no disgrace at all, and then a 10-point loss to Wilson last Friday, and you know, Wilson has got 6-7 wins, and they're seeded number 3, and yeah, they've done some good things, and you know, we're going to have to be ready to play. I say I'm not so much worried about them as I am us and the direction that we're going and trying to shore up some of the things that we seem to let slip by one game, and then we fix them the next game, and then something else is gone the next game. So, but you know, we hope to just keep making strides and everything, and hopefully keep playing a little defense and do a little better job rebounding and hopefully take care of business against Southern Cloud. But it won't be easy. I think there's going to be a lot of those games. And we talked before we got on the air here, you know, that, I mean, our league is so even from about the fourth spot, fifth spot on down through 13. I think you'll see some potentials. I just think you'll see some seed upsets in there. I really do. So everybody's going to have to be ready to play if you want to survive your seed and move on.
Matt Hesting, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in the Locker Room Chats. Again, thanks for the time this week, Coach, and good luck as you open out the tournament Friday against Southern Cloud.
All right. Thank you a lot, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
There's great savings now through Tuesday. Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. They have Dole Fresh Bananas in the produce department, 39 cents a pound. It's now through Tuesday. Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss the savings now through Tuesday. Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. They have a dozen grade A best choice medium eggs, just 99 cents. It's now through Tuesday. Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, we love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy in Jewell County, we work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy from us at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where we appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let us take care of you in beautiful downtown Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Emily Carney and Cody Flynn. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action at KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Crop Production Services in Hunter.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're joined now by Emily Carney, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team. Two games, Coach, since we talked last. You had Tescott on Friday. You won 47-34, and then a 40-25 win over Natoma on Tuesday. Going back to Tescott, you had a 32-11 lead at the half, so I really got off to a good start, and were able to hold on for the win there. What were some of the things that you liked about that win on Friday at Tescott?
I thought the girls played hard. I mean, for the most part, they played about three hard quarters, and it was one of those games that's hard to, keep going throughout it all. It gets starts to get boringer, I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah. And then come back again with Natoma. Natoma's a team that really has struggled this year. They've got Reagan Casey, and the Osmeyer girl has kind of got better as the season's gone on. But you win 40-25, 16 from Kirsten Decker and 15 from Courtney Batchman. They've kind of been pacing you here this year, especially Courtney. What do you like about Natoma there? You're able to pick up another win.
I thought our girls played well. I think they held Casey to 9 points, and I know she's averaging quite a few more than that. And I just thought our defense did well with Osmeyer there in the middle. We kind of kept her off the boards, and them going, being able to go over the top and score on us. So,
you come back. You'll start the NPL tournament coming up on Friday with the play-in games, and you turn right around and play in Natoma again. So what are your thoughts about, you know, kind of leading into that and such quick back-to-back with the Tigers?
That always makes it difficult, especially when you see the same team twice in a week. But, I mean, we kind of know what they'll bring to the table more now, and I'm sure they'll prepare for us a little differently. But, I mean, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, well, what are your biggest hopes for your team during the tournament? Obviously, when you go into a tournament like this, you want to win it. But what are some of the things that you're focused on this week?
I'm just hoping we win some games. Last year we went over there and went 1-3, and I'm just hoping they have a better performance this year and not fall apart during league tournaments.
There we go. Emily Carney, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs, here on the Locker Room Chats. Well, thank you again for the time, Coach, and good luck as you start the tournament on Friday.
Thank you.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming. higher yields, and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area crop production services locations offers a full range of innovative, top-quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center. And get growing.
Welcome back in our locker room chats on Katie Country 94. We're with Cody Flynn, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team. Coach, you played a couple games since we last talked. A tough loss out at Tascket there on Friday, 45-36, but bounced back with a home win over Natoma, 52-46 on Tuesday. Just going over these last two games, what are some of the things that stood out for the Mustang basketball team?
Oh, man, Dusty, we're playing so much better. We came out of Christmas break, and we had, a dogfight against some teams. And so, Rock Hills is a good team. You know, Matt's a great coach, and I try to, do a lot of things that he does with my basketball program because I know that he's one of the better coaches around. And so we had a dogfight against them, but, come out and we regrouped, and we had a pretty good performance against Tescott. We were leading at halftime, and I kept telling the kids, they're going to make a run at us. We just got to sustain that run. And when it came down to crunch time, we just did not close again from the free throw line like we needed to. And give credit to Tescott, that Perry kid. Our goal was not to lose him, and we lost him three times in transition. And they actually came down and hit on four consecutive trips. On four consecutive trips, they hit four trays in a row, so that really swung the momentum. And when that happened, and it was on their home court, it kind of stunned us a little bit. And so we kind of dug ourselves a little bit of a hole and couldn't quite get over the hump that night. But the kids still played hard. I was proud of their effort, but you could see our confidence was building a little bit. And last night it really showed against a Natoma Tiger team that came in, and we shot the ball the best we've shot all year long. Our defense was very active, and we just got out in the passing lanes and pushed the ball a little bit more than we have in the past. And we tweaked our starting lineup a little bit and got some kids in we thought would be better positions for them. And so it's that time of year where you kind of gotta put feelings aside a little bit and go to play for wins, and that's what we did last night. We got kids in what we thought were better positions and moved things around a little bit, and to our credit, the kids came out and just got a good victory for us.
You'll move on now with the Northern Plains League tournament coming up with playing game on Friday, and then next week, throughout the week, the tournament. What are your hopes for your team as you go into the NPL?
We're taking it one game at a time, Dusty, and we'll go from there. We've just told the kids one game at a time. One of our first goals is to get into the tournament. Everybody, if you're not top three seeds, you have to play to get in on Friday, and that's our goal, is to actually get into the tournament and not be on that backside. And so that's our first goal, and then we'll go from there, take it one game at a time. And it's an exciting time of the year for the kids and the fans and everybody that comes out to the league tournament, and it's a good time to see where you're at against everybody else in the league, and go from there, and it's a stepping stone to where you want to be at the end of the year. And I think our kids are going to be up for the challenge, to see the smiles on their faces last night after the hard-fought victory. And, this young team get a little bit of confidence in themselves. The sky's the limit, and that's what I'm hoping for. We can build a little momentum here through the league tournament, and that'll springboard us into the second half of the season and on into sub-state.
Cody Flynn, head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustang boys basketball team. Coach, thank you for the time again this week, and good luck at the tournament this week.
Thanks for all your coverage, Dusty.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Catlin's Friendly Apple Market, Betker Supply, Brush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Lincoln Leopards, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.